You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come on around back, Arizona homeowners, and walk with me as we get ready to get our hands in the soil. It's Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. It's the 8 o'clock hour, so we are talking about anything and everything you plant in your ground. Gardens, trees, shrubs, lawns. Maybe you're not planting. Maybe you're doing hardscapes, xeriscaping. Whatever it is, it's the Outdoor Living Hour. We have Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice, the three generations of gardening, fourth generation Arizona.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right. And we've got you in a new seat, so you actually have two microphones. The far left one, and then move that button to the red line. You can tell we're just admitting to the whole listening audience we didn't do a mic check this morning.
I saw the red light over there. I thought, okay, I'm good. Yeah. Got to be smarter than what you're working. Don't take anything for granted.
If you have a question about your landscape or garden, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text questions to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you have a plant or insect identification. You know, just pull out your phone, hit your picture button.
Please send pictures. We get calls. You know, we do get even folks that text or email with questions that just can't be answered without seeing
a visual.
And if you're going to all the trouble to send an email, please send some pictures. It really will help. They send those over to me, and I answer them. We get back to them right away, and a lot of times I have to ask a question back if I don't have a picture. So we get you the answer a lot quicker that way.
What is today? March 17th?
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, and you've got your Green Farm Choice hat on. Look at me.
I'm
in all blue.
Well, you know, there you go. You better walk fast through a crowd out there today. You could have people pinching you.
I was thinking about this yesterday driving home when I heard somebody talking about St. Patrick's Day this weekend. Like, you know, I don't ever recall having a broadcast on St. Patrick's Day.
Mm.
I'd have to look and see when the last time it fell on a Saturday.
I'm sure it did, but yeah. it's kind of a fun day, you know. Probably be a lot of green beer consumed today.
And how many things in our garden are green? We could have played off of that all day.
It's a great garden. You know, I mean, it falls right smack dab in the middle of March, which is our, you know, probably our biggest gardening month of the year, at least in this part of the state of Arizona. So it's pretty famous day from that standpoint. Lots to be doing in the garden. Lots of stuff starting to really look good. It's put on new growth. Citrus is starting to bloom. Roses are blooming by now if you've pruned them back in early January. So, you know, veggie garden, we're right in the throes of getting, you know, all the warm season stuff switched over. So your things like cabbage and cauliflower and broccoli are kind of winding down, and as they do, you're replacing them with tomatoes and peppers and squash and cucumbers and eggplant and those types of warm season veggies. So big time. Make sure you're feeding everything good. You should have, if not, fed citrus and shade trees by now. Do it if you haven't. Your frost-sensitive things, your tropical things like hibiscus and bougainvilleas and lantanas, you can be feeding those. It's safe to prune any of those back severely now if you'd like to. We are well past our normal average last frost date, at least in Maricopa County. It doesn't mean we couldn't have a little sneaky thing come in here. And this, the way this year is going, who knows? It's weird, but usually mid-March is very safe to prune those items back, so...
And they were calling for rain, which looking out the window does not look like it's going
to
happen
today. It's
supposed
to be tonight and early tomorrow morning. Now, that was the last forecast.
If you're doing granule fertilizer or pre-emergent ahead of the rain, it saves you all that time for having to go back and water it in by hand.
Absolutely, and it has to be watered in to be activated. So good timing to do that. And I think there's forecast for rain again towards the latter part of next week. So be a good time period. And this is the perfect time to get pre-emergent herbicides down, at least to prevent the warm season weeds, especially spurge, which already I saw some spurge growing in the cracks in the sidewalks the other day. So that rascal's already rearing its ugly head out there. And it's nasty, and it has lots of seeds, and it reproduces very easily and quickly. Pre-emergent is the best way to control that, and this is the best time to get it on and apply it to prevent spurge.
Now, I've noticed some areas of our property where we're already getting weeds. I know that there's still more to come with the next one, but is there a pre-emergent that would have a weed killer base I could
like a combination?
Do a 2-1-1?
There are. There's some different companies that make combination sprays. You can make your own. Roundup and Surflan are very compatible together in a liquid. You can spray together. Or, like I said, you can buy a couple of different products that have combined those already that are ready to spray. And that's not a bad way to do it. Now, remember, though, you're only applying the pre-emergent to that one little localized area that you're spraying that weed. And the benefit of pre-emergent really is to cover the entire area that you don't want weeds to come up. So that is, and of course, if you're doing it in turf areas, you certainly don't want to be spraying
Roundup on your grass.
or some weed killers on some of your lawn areas. So I really am not a huge fan of combo things, weed and feed, two different kinds of weed killers, you know, those types of things. You get a much better value if you buy a straight fertilizer or a straight pre-emergent or a straight herbicide. Your active ingredients are better. Your coverage rates are better. It's just really a better way to go. Does it cost more time? A little bit. You have to go back over it a couple times. But it's really way more cost-effective and more effective, period, because your dilution rates, your strength of product in those, the active ingredients is just much better.
We have calls lined up. What do you say we knock a few of them out?
Absolutely.
We'll start with Jason at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And don't you know, he wants to talk weeds. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How can we help?
Yeah, I've got a lawn down here in Santan Valley, and it's really came in really good this year with the winter rye. But in the last month or so, it's two good sections that have really had an issue with the broadleaf coming in. And it just seems like every time I mow it, it spreads a little more. It spreads that seed. It's still a good-looking lawn, so I don't want to put something down that's going to yellow it or anything like that. So looking for that. And then also while listening to you guys, I thought I heard you guys say it's okay to prune back my owner's tree. I just want to make sure I heard that right as well.
Okay, well, let's start with your last question first, pruning the orange tree. No, we didn't say that. We said fertilizing if you haven't fertilized them already. Citrus is starting to bloom. I'd be very careful pruning now.
You don't want to prune all the buds
off.
You
don't want to prune all your blooming wood off. So I would probably wait until the blooms have set and you have some small fruit on there to do any pruning. And we really don't recommend you do very much pruning on citrus, if at all, anyway. Just a shaping. Remember, citrus really are a shrub or a bush. They're not a conventional tree. We don't want to open them up, thin them out, expose limbs or trunk to sunlight. So be very, very careful pruning your citrus or doing very much pruning at all on citrus. You know, you can shape them. You can, if they're getting a little low to the ground, you need to walk under them. You know, you got a limb that's hanging over a sidewalk, things like that. You want to keep them kind of symmetrical looking. That's all fine. But don't do much, if anything, more than that. And I certainly would wait now until, you know, all the blooms have set if you're going to prune at all. So, and then as far as the broadleaf weeds in your winter lawn, there are a number of different good herbicides that, if applied correctly at the proper dilution rate, you shouldn't have any problem. And I would just spot treat them. If you're concerned about any burning or yellowing on the lawn, just make sure you're only applying it to those areas where you do have weeds. And remember that even if you're planting a winter lawn, you can use a pre-emergent. Just have to wait in later in the fall to put it on after your winter lawn or cool season grass has come up and been mowed a couple of times. But I certainly would recommend making sure that you control your weeds before they go to flower and seed, whether they're in a lawn or in a gravel area. Weeds, grasses, any of those things are much easier to kill or control when they're young and tender and growing fast before they get old and harden off, and especially before they go to seed. So you just have a regeneration of the crop the next go-round, the next season, the next rainfall, whatever it is.
We appreciate the call, Jason, and good luck with your weed control. That is an aggravating thing. Have a nice winter rye lawn. I say winter rye. to Arizona, that's a winter lawn.
Right.
and be weed infested. But that does open up a line. That is our only open line. Is Mike's online wants to talk about planting new grass. Chris wants to talk about peaches, and we're still in the screening process of two more calls. Nope. 520 number, just grab line number one. So if you save that number into your phone, 1-888-767-4348. And as we clear a line, that'll be your best opportunity to get online. And again, you can always text to 411-923. That platform does not allow for images. If you have images, you email those to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And we can look at them on this screen. So we got this screen for email, this screen for phone calls, and this screen for texts, which we got a 623. My citrus have blooms. When do I fertilize them? I think we had mentioned. Now!
Yeah.
But don't over-fertilize.
A month ago. But be careful. But yes, go ahead and feed them.
So you can. Do you have a favorite fertilizer for citrus?
Of course I do.
The Farm's Choice?
That's right.
Which you could get all over. And you know, we were walking our orchard last night, Amanda and I, and I said, babe, look, we've got this orange tree here and all these little tiny white buds, and it's only about this high. Mm-hmm. It's about 4 years old. And then back here, we've got one that's about 6 years old, and it's about head height. I'm like, look, we've got all these blooms here and none here, and we started looking at it. She's like, look, something's eating this tree. So on my way home today, I was out of Captain Jack, so I'm going to stop at Summer Winds on Bell and 59th Avenue and load up on Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, all organic. You can spray it right on your fruits, vegetables, citrus, up to the day you even harvest. It's that natural and organic. I'm going to soak that tree in Captain Jack's and smother whatever's eating my citrus so I can eat my citrus. That's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. The active ingredient in Captain Jack's is something called spinosad, and I've brought Keith from Treeland Nurseries in to talk about it. What makes spinosad so special and product that we can use for organics?
Well, Romy, Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew by Bonide is not only a cool name for a cool pesticide, it really works well. We highly recommend it. It's approved for organic gardening. It works across all your fruit-bearing trees, your garden. The product spinosad comes from a fermented soil bacteria, which they found in rum barrels, which is pretty neat.
The pirates had no idea how much they were helping us out with their old rum running.
Little do they know, hundreds of years later, here we are.
Are there any pirates out there looking for royalties on this?
The thing about Captain Jack's is it can be used up to the day of harvest on your vegetable gardens. But it works on borers, beetles, caterpillars, anything that's going to bother your citrus. It's safe, people safe, pet safe, and kid safe.
Bonide products are family made and American. You can find them here in Phoenix at Summer Winds Nursery in Glendale on Bell Road.